Welcome in our next guest. He's the head coach at the University of Utah, coming off of a 2017 National Letter of Intent Day. It is Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham. Coach, thanks for joining
us. Hey, Coach.
No problem. Appreciate you having me on.
Was there a highlight of this year's recruiting class for you? Do you have a favorite memory from this year?
Not really one particular memory or moment. I'd just say the highlight is the compilation of the players, you know, the entirety of the class that we're able to sign and the talent level of that class. I don't think there's any doubt that it's our top class we've ever signed, and time will obviously play that out. You know, we've said that, I think, a couple years in a row now, but I think it's been true. And this, like I said, might top them all, and we'll see what happens, see how these guys transition into Power 5 football.
Was that something you consciously did? I mean, if you look at the average star ratings at the different recruiting sites, this is the best class you've ever signed. Did you make a point with your staff to say, you know what, we just have to cut off kind of the bottom rung of players we used to recruit, we've just got to aim higher?
Well, I guess you could say, in a sense, I think the more operative word or way to look at it is we were more patient this year and more making sure we didn't concern ourselves with how many early commits we had or anything like that. We wanted to make sure that the commitments that we did take were the exact right fits for our program, both from a talent level and as well as just how the kid's going to fit in socially. And so I think that was more the result of being patient and targeting the guys that we think were really going to be the ones that were going to help us, rather than try to get out ahead of ourselves and try to worry about how many commits you have by September 1, October 1, that type of thing. And now there's some risk involved with that, because if you get down to the end and you've been so patient that you're not going to be able to get all your spots filled or come away with the enough bodies, then that's always a risk. But for this year, it really worked out well for us.
What does the offensive tackle position look like, in your opinion, heading into spring? Did anyone you guys sign this year, do you think they'll factor into that competition?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We think that, first of all, Jackson Barton coming back is a proven commodity at tackle. He's a guy that has played a lot of football for us. Jordan Agassiva, our junior college player that we got out of Pima, is a big, strong kid that has a tackle background. Johnny Capra is a guy that will be going into his third year in the program, has been getting better and better since he got here. Darren Paulo, another guy that we're not sure if he's going to be a inside three guy or a tackle guy. He's a guy that can play both, but he's certainly a candidate. And then Scott Peck, our freshman that broke his foot last year, so we didn't get much of a look at him, but he has got prototypical tackle size. He's 6'6 plus and 310 pounds and moves his feet exceptionally well. So he's kind of an unknown at this point, but just from a height, weight, physical profile standpoint, he looks like he might be able to help us.
Coach Kyle Whittingham is our guest, 1320K fan. You got a commitment from Jalen Johnson in October, and then he went and visited Oklahoma. He went and visited a ton of big schools. He's a top 100 player. You knew that was going to happen. Would you rather have a guy like that commit to you early and then go take the visits, or would you rather get kind of a final last crack at him, even though it all worked out for you?
I think that's a case-by-case thing, and I think with Jalen, the development of the relationship between him and Sharif had become so strong and was so intact that we really didn't have a lot of concern about him visiting these other places. And Sharif was ultimately the guy that I went to and said, hey, how do you feel about him going to the schools you just mentioned on these visits? He said, hey, no problem. He's solid with us, and I don't think that there's much of a chance that we're going to lose him. Now, that is not the case with everybody. I mean, it's dependent upon the relationship and how much trust there is. And with Jalen, Sharif was okay with that. So I said, okay, that's good enough for me.
Marcus Williams ended up leaving early as a junior. He might be a first-round draft pick. Fans are certainly hoping that Corian Ballard could just step in and fill that role. Do you see any similarities in the way Corian Ballard plays to what Marcus Williams could do?
A lot of similarities. The range from center field that Marcus had, Corian possesses that same range. I mean, he's a guy that can go sideline to sideline. He's a little bigger than Marcus. He's probably an inch taller and maybe 10 pounds heavier, and so he's got a little bigger frame. Marcus was so smooth and athletic. What remains to be seen. Haven't had a good enough look at Corian yet in our program to make that determination, but just based on his junior college film and his physique, we think he's going to do a fine job of stepping in those shoes.
Coach Kyle Whittingham's our guest, 1320 KFan. Do you imagine rebranding your local approach at all when it comes to recruiting kids in state?
Well, define that for me. What are you getting at exactly?
Well, you've been going with the hometown hero slogan. It worked out really, really well for you last year. This year, you didn't end up with as many local recruits as normal. Do you think you stay with the kind of the same approach you've made?
We whether the slogan changes or not, I don't know. That's not the important thing. It's the mechanics of how we recruit them. And Coach Scally and Coach Enner are the in-state recruiters, and some years are better than others. You know, in-state, there's going to be more prospects, we feel, this coming up year than there was this year. This coming up year is going to be more like last year, where there was, in our estimation, quite a few more prospects. But there's going to be years where you come away with more than others, and I just think that's going to be a cyclical thing. It just goes up and down, we feel good with the crop that we were able to sign this year in state, and it wasn't as plentiful as in years past, but we think it's a quality group.
I saw a guy walking around the chemistry department the other day, looked an awful like a former 5-star quarterback from in state here. Cooper Bateman's on campus. Any chance he could make a transition over to maybe play quarterback in the future for you guys?
Well, we'll find out. He's in the program. He's in school. And he's got 1 year left and is willing to help us out any way he can. And, you know, whether that's a quarterback, whether he's a 6'3", 220-pound guy that runs really well, you know, is it a wide receiver, is it a safety position, we don't know. You know, we're going to take a look at him. We'll let Coach Taylor get an early evaluation on him as a quarterback and then go from there. And so right now it's an unknown, but we just know that we're glad he's in the program and here on campus. And my guess is he'll find a home somewhere in our depth chart.
Coach, you look at Brian Thompson, you look at Jalen Dixon, you look at Tyquez Hampton, TJ Green committing. I mean, those are very highly recruited offensive skill players that we haven't seen a lot commit to your program in the past. Is that Troy Taylor? Is that Troy Williams throwing the deep ball? I mean, what are you seeing that brought those kids into your program?
Well, I think it's the trajectory that we've been on for the last several years. Like I said earlier, which seems to have gotten better and better, and each class seems to, you know, the classes going forward seem to be a little more talented and a little deeper than the class prior, and that's been a trend for us, and I think it's just a product of being in the Pac-12 first of all, and then winning games in the Pac-12. You know, we won several, you know, a lot of games the last 3 years, and I think just, you know, the players believe that we're on the right trajectory, and the future is bright here.
You know, I'm having a Super Bowl party this weekend, Coach. Not sure if you and the fam want to come by. We have a bunch of extra food. I was wondering, though, do you get to sit down and enjoy the Super Bowl? I mean, you got any plans?
Well, we actually have another kid visiting this weekend, and so he'll be gone by the Super Bowl. But recruiting never ends, and so that's something that is on, you know, on constant. In constant motion, and in fact, we met this morning about the 2018 numbers in the class, and what we're looking for, and went over all the in-state guys. So it never stops. But to answer your question, yeah, I'll be able to sit down and enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday, and I always look forward to doing that. And we got a couple of Utes in the game, which is makes it all the more interesting.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your successful National Letter of Intent Day and successful class you brought in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys, take care. Thank you. Bye bye.